This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Relatives of earthquake victims who remained trapped under the rubble for a fifth day were still hopeful for good news in Turkey's quake epicenter, Kahramanmaraş, on Saturday. Rescuers pulled some survivors from the rubble on Saturday, but hopes were fading. This was 5 days after Monday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake and powerful aftershocks in southern Turkey and northern Syria. Survivor Mustafa Hanzioglu said rescuers need more equipment. He says, I pulled my mother from the rubble on the first morning. I managed to reach my sibling the day before by myself. Believe me, no equipment has come here for 7 days. The death toll is growing, exceeding 25,300 across southern Turkey and northwest Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said authorities should have reacted faster. In an interview, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said the death toll of the devastating earthquake is likely to grow dramatically.
I think it's really difficult to estimate, obviously very precisely, because you need to get under the rubble. But I'm sure it'll double or more. And that's terrifying.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid tribute to the victims of the quake during a visit to the Turkish embassy in Kyiv. Video released on Saturday showed the Ukrainian leader laying flowers, writing a message, and speaking to the Turkish ambassador to Kyiv. Zelensky said earlier his country was ready to provide the necessary assistance to Turkey, which is grappling with one of the biggest challenges from the earthquake that flattened a swath of its towns and cities: how to shelter hundreds of thousands of